Welcome to another MyTunes podcast here at manxradio.com with me, Mark Tiley, taken from Mark Tiley in the Morning, courtesy of our friends at Shaw, Isle of Man.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
It's another week of MyTunes, another great guest for you. And I'm delighted to say we prized him out of Ramsey. We prized him out of his coffee shop. And he's not on a motorbike at the moment. Lots to talk about. Welcome, Connor Cummins. Connor, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
No, it's good to have you along. Before we talk about all the new ventures, the TT and all of that, I want to go right back to when you were a little tiny fella. And you would have had a bike like me, a little push bike. When did you first get on a motorbike?
Well, it was when I was four, 4 year old, which is a long time ago now.
It is, isn't it?
Too far back for me to remember. But yeah, 4 years old, Christmas, got my first bike. Mum and Dad got my first bike for that Christmas, and it's been two wheels ever since. So yeah, it was a long time ago.
And when did you first do a race? Was there it must have been a junior series back in the day?
Yeah, it was actually Douglas Head here.
Ah.
Where they used to do motocross just up on the top, on the headland there. And it was my first race. I ended up doing four extra laps after the checkered flag came out because I didn't know what a checkered flag looked like. but as I say, my excuse was I was four and...
You could still be out there.
I was keen. You'd still
be going round and round.
Yeah, pouring petrol into it. But I suppose that's sort of been the theme, really. I've just kept at it. I love racing my bike, and that's why I'm still doing it now.
And north of the island home for most of that time?
Yeah, well, I've grown up in Ramsey. Still live there with my wife and two daughters now. And I love Ramsey. I'm very, very proud to be, firstly, from the Isle of Man, and then... even more proud to be from Ramsey, from the Grand North there.
Who was it that coined the phrase the Ramsey Rocket? Was it one of us or was it another? Who was it?
I'll be honest, I couldn't tell you.
No, I don't know.
But it was a good one.
Yeah, it stuck.
I've been called worse.
Yeah,
you know. But I've had a few names, no doubt, over the years. But yeah, I'm known as Conrod. That's my nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a few. There's Ramsey Rocket. There's 2 meter man. That was another one that was coined in when I was racing in Northern Ireland.
Oh, did they? That's very Irish.
There's a few others that can't be said on air.
Yeah,
we won't go there.
When you were at school, were you always itching to get out on the bike? I must admit, with a passion like that, were you thinking, looking at the clock, thinking, I need to get out. I need to get out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's still the same now, really. When I get out of work so I can go and race my bike. But I've got a distinct memory of was when I was doing my GCSEs. Every year, TT, obviously it's the same time every year, but at GCSEs was the same time. And I had an exam on the day of the junior TT. It's a 600, so it's a super sport race now. And I could hear the bikes go past. I think... I got through my exam that quick. I caught the last two laps of the race. So I think, needless to say, I didn't do very well on that exam. I just love my bikes. I love TT. And I'll never forget that day because I was tormented for two laps.
Well, at the time of recording this, we're not too sure what's happening with the TT. We'll talk about that later on.
Yeah.
And see where we're going. Let's have our first piece of music. What are we going to have?
We're going to go for song by Snow Patrol, Shut Your Eyes. Yeah, I think Snow Patrol have been a great band. You don't hear much of them now, but this song's just a great, one of those tunes that you can just sit to and just chill on a chair and just relax.
Thank you. Tunes all this week on Mark Tiley in the Morning with our friends at Shaw Isle of Man. My guest is Connor Cummins, the Ramsey Rocket. Other names are available.
Yeah, depending on what time.
Depending what time of day it is. After nine or before nine. Normally, when we meet up at TT or wherever we happen to meet up, I measure your height in how many Chris Kinley's tall you are. But you mentioned that Irish nickname, 2 Metre Man. How tall are you in feet and inches?
Yeah. I'm 6'4".
6'4". Yeah. So it's about 2.5 Chris Kinley's.
Yeah.
Thereabouts.
I think you can get a few of Chris's in. But yeah.
Yeah, that'll do. Because every time I take a picture of you talking to Chris, he's either on a box or you're bent double. Now, music. We had Snow Patrol yesterday. Are you one of those guys when you're prepping for a race or you're just having a bit of a quiet zone out? What have you got on your your earphones? What are you listening to?
I've got an eclectic taste in music, really. I just love anything that keeps me in a good mood, really, which is sort of handy. One of the tunes it's just my second tune, is Mary Jane's Last Dance, and it's just one of those brilliant songs by Tom Petty. Again, a real good chill tune, and it actually reminded me of when I was I've been out to the States a few times, and I've got some friends out there. I stayed with a friend out in Nashville. And obviously, country music, etc., is huge out there. And when I listen to Tom Petty's music, it reminds me of being out in Nashville.
He's wonderful. And sadly, no longer with us. We'll get on to the tune in a minute. When you were in America, I recall you doing some like question and answer things. And although there were some American riders from their circuit, they all wanted to talk to you about the TT.
Yeah.
Far more than they wanted to talk to their own people.
They do, yeah. The TT is a global language, really. Everyone loves TT. You know, you can be in the middle of nowhere, because I've had it. I've been in the middle of nowhere before, where you would least expect to be talking motorbikes firstly, and even less likely about TT. And TT comes up in conversation. We have got something extremely special here on the Isle of Man, and any time it comes up in conversation, I jump to it, and I'm just filled with pride. And so being out in the States and talking TT was quite special. And I did a race out at Barber Motorsports Park, and that was a race meeting, and there were so many TT fans there, and I was surprised to get all these people coming up and chatting to me about TT, etc.
And they had a lot of knowledge, because when we spoke about this at the time, you said they knew so much about it as well. They weren't just casual observers.
Yeah, the world's full of enthusiastic TT fans.
Yeah.
And it never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah. Obviously, no TT this year. And as I say, at the time of recording this, we're not too sure what's happening next year. But one thing that did happen, a very different gallop, I don't know, how was it? Going around the course on a bike, a push bike, a bicycle, for a bit of a charity. That's a bit different.
It was very different, yeah. All in aid of the Manx Solidarity Fund, and I helped out. I played a part in bringing the event to the fore there, and there was a massive effort from the Mike Solidarity team, and I just played a small part in helping out, and I was just very pleased to try and help and raise some much needed funds for people, businesses, charities in need at the time. So the least I could do was put the old Lycra on and spin a lap of the TT course. So it'd been a while since I'd cycled, and we got around. It was a bit of sweat, but it was worth doing for a very worthy cause, and I'm very proud to play that small part in the whole thing.
I bet it looked different from that speed. The whole thing looked unrecognisable compared to when you're feeling, zooming around.
Feeling bumps, seeing things in the road and hedges sticking out. You never see at speed. Yeah. So it was a different type of two-wheeled action, but it was good fun and a brilliant day for a brilliant cause.
We're going to talk a lot more about TT, and we're going to talk about doing wonderful things in the kitchen and with coffee machines tomorrow. But let's have this Tom Petty track. What is it?
Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Brilliant. Here it is.
Tired of this town again.
My guest all this week has ridden around the TT course on a bicycle, but normally he's going a bit faster than that. He is Connor Cummins. Thank you for doing this, Connor.
No problem.
It's great to catch up. One of the things you did, and it wasn't really anything to do with COVID or lockdown, a couple of years ago now, you launched yourself into the coffee and restaurant business.
Yeah. It was a bit of I suppose to some people it will be a bit random, given what I do normally as a profession. So yeah, we launched Conrad's coffee shop in Parliament Street, Ramsey there, and just before I went off to the Northwest 200 that year, and it's been going brilliantly ever since. Really, really happy with it. Serving quality coffee. It's our own brand of coffee, and we've progressed into the food side of it as well. So, first coffee shop with nice food, and we are looking to move into the evening trade as well. Serving our new street food menu, which is going to be coming out very, very soon, and we're really excited about it. We've been running our own internal trials on the food, which I've been massive part of, and it's shaping up real well. So, to anyone out there looking to book a table of an evening,
get in
down
touch.
To Conrad's.
Conrad's it is. Of course, the street food must be inspired by those quiet, uneventful nights in Macau, when there's nothing to do but just have a little quiet stroll around those quiet streets of Macau with nothing to distract you.
No, that's the thing. I've been around a few places around the world, and you grab ideas from various places, and yeah, whether it be Macau, been out in the States there, Australia, New Zealand. And New Zealand was quite an interesting one for me and my wife when we were out there on our honeymoon. And that was when I was out there, that was my final sort of driver to open the coffee shop, because it was full of independents out there, and it was very, very impressive. So I wanted to do it. And we opened the Conrad's, and what's better than that? It is in my hometown.
Yeah, Ramsey Institution. And also, you managed to keep things going during COVID, during lockdown, through all sorts of delivery things. Talk us through that.
Yes. So it was all hands on deck. Obviously, it was never an easy situation for anyone. And obviously, we're still working our way through it and doing the best we can. But we kicked into action. We had to be really creative. And we came up with a delivery service. We couldn't open the doors to have people in, unfortunately, but for the right reasons. And it went well. It went well. And I've got to say a huge thanks to our supporters through that really tricky, horrible time. It was hard, but hard for everyone on the island and around the world. So, yeah, we just worked so hard. We've got a great team. So I'm made up that we managed to come through it. And without our customers and without my team, we wouldn't have gone very far.
I think you've got a very special team. When I do venture north with my passport to Ramsey from Ballasalla, I check in, go through customs. And I always get a very warm welcome. They don't know who I am, and you might not be there, but I pop into your place, and you've got a great staff.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. Yeah, they're the feet on the ground, and they are the first point of call. As soon as the customer comes through the door, they've got to be very welcoming, and I've got that, so I'm very lucky. And the same with the Conrad's Pizzeria at the Murrick Park. I've got to get that one in there.
Get it in.
Same there. We've got fantastic staff, and we're moving forward. We're trying hard, and watch this space.
Watch this space, indeed. Wednesday's track, what we got?
Wednesday's track is Gas Panic by Oasis.
Big band.
Awesome band. And to be honest with you, it's only a band I've really started to listen to this last 12 months.
Where have you
not
been?
Not great, to be honest.
You've been busy.
Yeah. I'm not very proud of that one, because, what a band. And just the tunes that they've put together over the years is incredible. Absolutely incredible. I painted the sunroom at the house, and playlist randomly selected Oasis, and here I am talking about them now. And I'm just a huge fan of their music. So
there it is, Gas Panic.
Don't got a name, but I can be certain. And in
Final day of the week with my MyTunes guest, Connor Cummins. We've talked about pizzas, we've talked about coffee, and we've talked about all sorts. Connor, if you don't mind, I want to talk about an accident that happened. The whole racing world, and of course your family and all of us, held our breath when you came off on the veranda.
Yeah.
We know you got badly smashed up. What happened to you mentally? What did it do to you mentally?
Mentally, I was in the gutter, I'll be honest. I wasn't in a great place at all. I smashed to bits, laid on my back for months, and just not really, I wasn't going anywhere. And I'd come from an ultimate high of, leading races. Unfortunately, I had a DNF when I was a couple of DNFs, but by the by, we're in a great position. We're fighting for wins and feeling good, and all things were looking good as well. And unfortunately, it came to an abrupt stop and laid on my back, as I say, for a long time, and not knowing what was next. So it was very, very challenging. Had to overcome a lot of things, physically, mentally, and thankfully I did, after a lot of support from first family, friends, and my sponsors as well. So, and the biking world, really. Actually, that's unfair to say biking world. I had a lot of goodwill with even non-bike fans, so that's how we came through it.
Yeah. And did you come out of it different?
I weighed a bit more because I had a bit of metal in me. Had a fair bit of metal in me, but no, not really, as far as I'm aware anyway. But weirdly, it helps me when I'm in trying situations, whether it be personally or business. I've learned to sort of reflect on what I've come through in the past to give me a bit of extra strength and sort of mental strength, I suppose, to get through barriers, really, and challenges. So turn negatives into positives and use it to my advantage, because it was only me who went through it, so all the injuries. So
change the subject slightly. Getting fit to ride a bike, do you have a physical fitness regime? Because people might not know the prep work that goes into getting you into that best shape to ride a bike at those sort of speeds. Is there a lot of work going on?
Yeah, you've got to be fit. You're doing multiple laps around the TT course. So that's why I go bike racing. That's all about TT for me. But we do a lot of prep running up to the TT, and that all starts with me, likes of in the gym, cycling, motocross, enduro, anything I can do to keep fit. On the day, you've got to be on your game, mentally sharp and physically fit. So yeah, there's a lot of effort that goes in behind the scenes. Not everyone sees,
no,
appreciates.
They wouldn't.
But yeah, I work really hard in the off season.
You're 34 years old. You've had multiple TT podiums.
Yes.
There's still things on that bucket list, aren't there?
Yeah, there's a big one.
Yeah.
There's a big one.
Yeah.
That's why, like we've just been talking about training and whatnot, that's my motivation. That's why I go and slog it out in the gym and whatnot. That's the ultimate goal for me. So
it is time for the final piece of music. And I'll tell you a little story about this piece of music, which you've shared with me. It puts you in line to become Chief Minister of the Isle of Man, because this was a choice of our Chief Minister a few weeks ago, a month or so ago, Howard Quayle. So that you're in good company.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah, Blue Monday. It's just a fantastic tune. Again, a fantastic tune. I was late to this tune, really, if I'm honest. And
Howard used to dance to it. Chief Minister was dancing around to it, even in this studio.
Spot on, yeah. Brilliant. The way it came about for me was when Carl Cox played in my coffee shop in Ramsey.
I remember that, yeah.
And which is, I still have to pinch myself now.
He was there, the boy.
And I'm still blown away by it. It was probably the biggest thing that's probably going to happen in Ramsey, really, for a while. And Carl was great enough, become good friends with Carl since. And he plays this tune in one of his sets, great tune. It's probably a racing tune for me. Yeah, it just gets me in a good mood, good place, ready to twist a throttle.
Well, let's have it now. Connor, thank you so much for coming on, and thanks for talking about all aspects of this.
No problem.
And good luck with all the new foodie ventures, coffee
thank
ventures.
You. Thank
and
you.
And back on a bike as soon as you can.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me. We'll be right back.
great choice. Connor Cummins, my guest on My Tunes, recorded before the announcement of the cancellation of TT 2021. I'm Mark Tiley. Keep coming back here to manxradio.com for podcasts of all shapes and sizes. And you can subscribe to those podcasts so you don't have to go looking using your favorite search site. I'll be back soon with more. Thanks for listening.